My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. and for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition today has never been this important. We are getting blindsided by all kinds of health problems. Some of them we can control, some of them we can't. Many of the health situations that we deal with today, I hate to say self-induced, but you know, kind of our lifestyle choices lead us down some of the roads that end up leading us directly to those health problems. Lack of exercise, lack of a cardiovascular functioning system working well, a bad circulatory system, and then we talk about food and rest and stress management and things like that. We really do put ourselves into a category where we just may be causing some of the problems ourselves, which makes it harder because then we have to actually point the finger inward toward us. But knowing this, understanding that we may be one of the culprits here, we need to make some changes. The hard part is deciding where to start. Every day here on the show, we talk about change. We talk about, you know, the possibility of having relief and maybe the possibility of turning things around a little bit and taking back our health and making the changes that can be life-changing. And the hard part is where to start. So I bring you the guest, the best guest in the industry. And the topics are always the relevant topics for today's world. The things we should talk about, the things we need to talk about, but, you know, they're the things that we're too busy to talk about. And because of that, we end up being in a situation where we end up chasing ourselves all the time, and it ends up being a situation where we get more and more in trouble, more sick, more run down, with more health problems, which leads us down that road of medications and other things. Now, don't get me wrong, medications have their place. But if you can make life changes where those medications are not necessary, wouldn't you want to? I think we would. I think some of us also bring with us some baggage of unsuccessful journeys. And sometimes that takes over in our mindset. And then we end up having a situation where we don't want to try because we don't want to fail and we don't want to be unsuccessful. But, you know, always moving forward, always trying, always attempting, something will stick. And sometimes it's when you have the guidance and the information to make your choices better and more decisive. If you can, tune into the show live Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer. All of my shows are recorded. Now, where am I going to send you? The same place I send you every day. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy Health Food Store makes life a lot easier. They not only are up to date on what's going on in the industry, but, you know, you need to be able to ask questions and have a dialogue because everybody's different and not everybody responds the same way to the same exact product because there's lifestyle differences, genetic differences, and different things about us that make us more or less receptive to some of the things that are out there. So being able to have those conversations, boy, it really does help you narrow things down. And because Stay Healthy only carries the best of the best products, you're not going to make a mistake. You get guidance, you get great information and education with the best high quality products, great prices, and only the best of the best every day, and all of it in a full service environment. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, also in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, They're closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, enter your email address, print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase, and a thumbs up on Facebook would be a great way to connect with them as well. Well, today we're going to be talking about omega-3s. We're going to be talking about the availability and the great selection of omega-3 products from Barleans. They not only give us one thing to choose from, they give us a lot of different avenues, a lot of different delivery systems. But I think what's happened out here, and it's kind of a weird conundrum we're going through now, is over the years we've seen things that have really boomed. You know, when omega-3 first came onto the market and into the media, I mean, I'm telling you, it just took the country by storm. And it seems like for the longest time now, everybody's been taking their omega-3s, eating more fish in their diet, whether it's flaxseed oil or fish oils, whatever they've chosen, and everything has been going quite well. But it seems like we have a little bit of fickleness to us, and maybe we can only focus on one thing at a time. Now, don't get me wrong, CBD has been amazing, and it has boomed and done amazing things, and people are on the wagon. I've never seen an explosion like this. And I think it's great when new things come in to incorporate them into our programs. I did. I've got CBD in my system. I've got it in my daily regimen, of course, because there's just too many great benefits not to. But I also had to make sure that I didn't discontinue or slide backwards in some of the areas of things that have already been proven to me. And I think that's what has happened a little bit with omega-3s. I think maybe some of us, you know, because when I'm doing consultations and I'm talking to people and I'll talk about fish oils and flaxseed oil, it's surprising how many of them will say, oh, you know, I ran out and I just never replaced those. Well, why? I just forgot. We're all candidates for omega-3 fatty acids in one way or another. Whether you're eating a standard American diet, whether you're eating a Mediterranean diet, whether you're a vegetarian or a vegan. There are sources and availabilities of products for everybody, and that's a really good flexibility that Barleans has made, and they've been able to work with everybody and make sure that everybody has something to choose from, and that is awesome. But the hard part is when we've forgotten about it. You know, so when we talk about, you know, omega-3 fatty acids, a lot of people, you know, there's still a lot of up and down information. This one great article came in, and I thought it was kind of interesting the way that they read. It's actually an FDA article. FDA announces new qualified health claims for EPA and DHA omega-3 consumption and the risk of hypertension and coronary heart disease. And I thought that was a great article. And I was going to read you just a paragraph here because I think it's interesting how the information's there, but sometimes backhanded compliments, but also it's good solid information. This was June of 19th of 2019. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced today that it does not intend to object to the use of certain qualified health claims, stating that consuming EPA and DHA omega-3 fatty acids in food or dietary supplements may reduce the risk of hypertension and coronary heart disease. I think that's great. You know, we've been seeing things for a long time, and we've been following, you know, cultures around the world like the Mediterranean diet, when people are eating tons of fish, and you follow individuals in traditional settings in Japan and many Asian countries where fish is a very, very big part of their life, and some of the Scandinavian countries as well. And we've learned about, you know, the low risk of hypertension and coronary heart disease. And, you know, we've always been able to kind of allude to it, but it's kind of nice when you actually get some information that is coming your way from an organization that really kind of has the chance to be able to make or break, if you will, some of these mainstream nutrients. So I'm a huge believer in omega-3 fatty acids. I don't like choosing between fish oil and flaxseed oil. I like them both. And I even take it a step further. I incorporate in flax seeds ground. I use the Fortiflax because it's already ground for me and I don't want to deal with a coffee grinder. And it's easier just to open a container and just scoop it out. I love it. And what I try to do is I have glass jars in my kitchen and everything's in there. Chia seeds, ground flax, walnuts, you know, so I can just scoop and throw into my smoothie. And I think that that's been a dramatic difference for many people incorporating in a fiber that actually has nutritional value. And I think that's great. So do we really want to keep focusing on our omega-3s? Yes, we do. You know, and I think that the wonderful thing about being able to use omega-3 fatty acids is that we get to see differences in many different parts of the body, many different parts of our health. And I think one thing that we have to remember is that things are changing all the time. New studies are being done. There's new delivery systems that are out there now that are providing better absorbability. And I think that that's important as well. You know, there's been a lot of studies. There's a study in the British Journal of Clinical Pharmacology helping with us reduction, showing this reduction in inflammatory levels. Then we have other studies that come in and they said, well, we really didn't see that much. There's more information out. We've seen some reduction in rheumatoid arthritis, but we haven't seen anything in inflammatory bowel disease or asthma. So when it comes to the idea of using omega-3 fatty acids, number one, I'm a huge believer in doing it through the diet first, because I think we need more olive oil and I think we need more fish and seafood in our diet. And if you're able to do that with your eating program, I think that that's wonderful. But if you're not, there's other great sources available. And Barleans has a wide spectrum, a buffet, if you will, of great quality products that you can choose from and increase your levels of omega-3 fatty acids. The other thing is, sometimes you just have to try things and see how you respond. Now, I've talked about this many times over the years. I have a couple sets of identical twins that I've been waiting on for well over 25 or 30 years. And I can think of two sets right now. And these two sets are both men on both sides. And they are individuals that are identical. And the one are so identical that I think very few people can tell them apart. And the other ones are identical, but their lifestyle choices have made them not as identical, if you know what I mean. Now, in both cases, in both sets, one of them smokes, the other one doesn't. And in both cases, one of them drinks alcohol a lot, and the other one does not. Now, even though they genetically are the same, they try to follow the same protocols over the years, but they respond differently. One may get leaps and bounds of information and results and bouncing off the walls with energy and seeing all these changes and blood work changes. And the other one is sitting there saying, I'm doing the same thing, eating the same food. Why am I not changing? We've changed things in our body over the years. We've caused our bodies to react differently. We've affected our digestive systems. We've affected the way that we process foods, the way we eliminate waste, the way we hydrate our body, the way we move our body, the way we rest it, the way we recover, the way we meditate our bodies, the way we sleep. Everything is different. Some people respond well to stress positively. Some people, it takes them down completely, and it's extremely negative. So it depends on the individual of where you're going with your body. So that being said, everybody may have to do something a little different. And that's the great thing about things like omega-3 fatty acids is you can. I get my omega-3s from numerous different sources. I don't want to rely on just one. I don't want to choose between fish oil and flaxseed oil. I want them both. And I want the fiber as well, because even though I eat a ton of vegetables, I like the idea of bringing in more fiber to the diet, but not just sawdusty, cardboard-ish kind of fiber. I want fiber that's beneficial for the long run, for the digestive and elimination process, but why not bring in fiber that actually has nutritional value? I mean, how cool is that? I think that that's really, really amazing. So when it comes to omega-3 fatty acids, when it comes to doing updates on your nutritional supplementation regimens, which I think people should do every year, even twice a year, because we change. Check out what you're doing and what you've been doing. Check where you are and where you were and where you're heading, you know, because you may need to make adjustments. I literally talked with a couple yesterday. I did a consultation with them, and I have not seen them in probably 30 years. And I sat down and chatted with them, and they're using the same supplementation that they were using 30 years ago, and now they're 80. And I met them when they were in their 50s. So, and I just told them, I said, and they feel terrible, and they have no energy, and they're getting sick all the time. And they said, well, we're taking our supplements. And I said, but you're taking the same things you did when you were 50, and now you're 80. I said, so our changes in our body also have to be reflected in our supplementation. So we started talking about things and asking questions, and the diet has changed dramatically, and there's medications now that are there. So I made some changes, and each one of them were using the same thing, but they needed completely different nutrients. So we did it individually, and you know, I set them on their way, and you know, they're going to start their new program, but I know they're going to notice dramatic changes because we've updated them. You know, it's kind of like being in a car seat. when you're 40 years old. Obviously, you should have graduated to a regular seat and then probably be driving the car now and not sitting in the car seat. You have to make the changes along the way that are going to work with how your body has changed and is changing and will change. So it made great sense that we were just sitting there chatting, and it really, you know, as we went through it, they were like, you know, we just never thought about it. And I said, well, you know, at least you were taking supplements for a long period of time, and that's to be commended. Kudos. You know, that's awesome. But you have to remember that we're not the same people we were even a year ago. As our skin changes, as our immune system adjusts, as our stress levels change, our body changes, we go through change, things start to work less. Some things are overworking. Sometimes we have to have medications. I mean, there's a lot of changes. Do I think that omega-3 fatty acids are something that most people should be using? Absolutely. Now, I have people that will use omega-3 fatty acids because their dermatologist will send them into a health food store and tell them to start using omega-3 fatty acids because they want to get the oils into their skin because they're dealing with severe dry skin problems. I work with orthopedic surgeons and orthopedic doctors that will recommend omega-3 fatty acids because they know that they want them to lubricate their joints. Professional athletes and individuals and trainers and sports trainers, they're the first ones to recommend omega-3 fatty acids. You know, so many different physicians now that, you know, years ago may not have even come onto the scene will now write handwritten prescriptions and send them to stay healthy. Pregnant women, you know, young children with skin problems, you know, kids going through growth spurts, they want their joints to be lubricated, you know, anti-inflammatory properties. And, you know, it's really nice that we're able to, you know, actually allude to some good things for supportive health for a healthier cardiovascular system and a healthier blood pressure. That's nice that we can actually use that and pass that along because there is some evidence out there that's showing it. That's great. But, you know, evidence comes from scientific studies. But a lot of evidence also comes from word of mouth from people that have decided to take the plunge and try it themselves. Some of the best advice and some of the best feedback are from the people that are actually using it. See, I think one of the biggest problems we have, and it happens in many parts of our industry today, is people don't realize that a lot of the actual information that comes back to a lot of these formulators and these big companies is coming from the retail stores. It's coming from the actual brick and mortar stores, from the employees, from their conversations and dialogues with their customers and their consumers that are coming in and saying, you know, thank you for that recommendation. You know, I'm getting amazing results and my doctor was just overjoyed, or my doctor wants me to try the other side of this, maybe flax for fish or fish for flax. He thinks I might be more responsive to that. I got some good results, but he wants me to take it to the next step, or maybe he wants me to use both. You know, so you, this information is just amazing information. It's not petri dish information. It's not animal studies. It's real people that have decided to try things either by recommendation or by their own decision to further the improvement of their health. So I, like I said, huge, huge believer in omega-3 fatty acids. And I think that it's extremely important. Now, do I like fish? I love fish. Do I eat a lot of green vegetables? Do I use a lot of olive oil and things like that? Of course I do. Would I ever rely on it? No. To me, it's the same example of saying, do I eat yogurt? Yes, I eat a lot of yogurt. Would I rely on it for my sole source of my probiotics? No, of course not. Am I going to give up my yogurt? No. But I'm going to take a probiotic because I know that I'd have to eat 100, 200 yogurts to get what I can get nutrition-wise and bacteria and all that benefit from a single probiotic capsule. You know, so that's the same kind of thing. I mean, I have a lot of friends that live around the world, and I have a lot of listeners that listen as well. And I have a lot of people in parts of the world that live on a Mediterranean diet, tons of fish and olive oil and beautiful fruits and vegetables and a healthy diet and lots of vitamin D and outside in the sun activity, a lot of working and active lifestyles. But guess what? They still take omega-3 fatty acids. Why? Because they want the benefit. They want more of the benefit. And I think that that's incredible. So do I think that omega-3s are important? Yes. Do I think that Barlean's was onto something with their oils 30 years ago? I do. I think that they made a dramatic difference and a huge statement. And I think the respect in the industry among customers and peers and consumers and fellow formulators and fellow companies that are out there is that, you know, this is a company that they are the oil people. They are the ones that brought oils and really continued to develop these oils, but they didn't just stop. You know, they kept going with different kinds of delivery systems, and I think that that's really important. You know, I like to use a lot of different things. When I use my smoothie, I use liquids. I mean, I'll throw in cod liver oil. I'll throw in the pristine, beautiful fish oil. I'll throw in flaxseed oil into my smoothies, but I also use capsules. And I also have the Seriously Delicious. I mean, I get it from different angles. I also get the chia seeds and the ground flax. So I'm getting it from a lot of different places, but I would never trade it. You know, I was talking to someone the other day, and him and his two sisters, and he's the oldest, and his sisters are younger. And we were talking about, I was talking with him. How about we are what we eat, and we wear on our skin what we do to our body. And he said, my sisters are 15 years younger than me. He goes, but they both look older because they smoke heavily. And what was really funny is they came to visit him, and they came in the store, and we were sitting down, and I was sitting there chatting for a couple minutes. I happened to be there. And it was just kind of interesting. And we were talking, and they said, he were talking about the skin, and they said, look at him. He's 15 years older than me. And I said, but let me ask you a question. How much water do you drink? And neither of them drank any water. Both of them smoked at least 2 packs of cigarettes a day. They didn't moisturize their skin. They didn't take any internal oils. And by the time I got done, and I said, how could you possibly expect to have healthy skin when you don't nourish or feed it? And they were just like, well, we just thought it would be like the same genetics. I said, well, it is the same genetics. I said, but I asked him, I said, what do you take? And he says, I use fish oil and flaxseed oil. He said, I use them both. And he was filling his basket. He goes, I need the chia seeds. I take ground flax. I moisturize my skin. I use olive oil. I drink a gallon of water a day. You know, I use a sunscreen when I'm out in the sun for long periods of time. And they did none of that. And he goes, and I don't smoke. You know, so as we started talking about it, we found out that there's cardiovascular disease, blood pressure, blood sugar. They're on medications for all this. And I said, you know, medications can be unhealthy for the skin as well. And so as we started talking, it just, you saw the light kind of coming on a little bit. You saw the awareness there. But, you know, we have to do the work, and we have to want to do the work. And I don't think a lot of us are ready to accept that task at hand yet. I think a lot of us react better when we hear from a cardiologist after a heart attack that omega-3s may be beneficial. Or you go to your skin doctor and you're talking with your doctor about one of your skin conditions. And the doctor says, you know, I'd love for you to start using olive oil, eat a Mediterranean diet, use some great fish oils and flaxseed oils in your diet every day. And at that point in time, there's been fear. There's been some kind of an event that has caused that fear. And at that point in time, we're ready to do it. But not everybody is ready to make a change or try new things when they're already healthy. Because it's hard to imagine that you would feel different when you already think you feel really good. So omega-3 fatty acids are a major part of every nutritional regimen that I recommend. I mean, yes, we start with a multiple vitamin, probiotics, probably a digestive enzyme because most people have gut problems. CBD has worked its way into there now because I think it's a foundation nutrient. I don't think it's an extra branch on the side of the tree. I think it's part of the trunk. And I think we're going to see more and more and more studies that are coming out in real time about the benefits and the long-term benefits of using CBD. So I've actually elevated that up with the major four that I talk about. I think greens are severely important. I think we need to have greens in our diet because people don't get enough quality greens in their diet. And not that I think you should not eat your vegetables. I think you should eat as much as you can and then supplement them with greens. So, you know, when you start talking about the major five things we talk about, but omega-3 is always in there. So I thought what we could do is talk a little bit about some of the available products that Barleans makes. I think what I'm going to do first is take my break. After the break, come back, and I want to show you the buffet that they offer, the things you can choose from within the Barleans line. And remember, all of the products are available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store every day. A quick break. We'll be right back.
olive trees are one of the longest living species on Earth. Many living today are over 1,000 years old. Why? Because of their unique defense system against diseases, fungus, bacteria, and viruses. Great news! These valuable olive leaf actives have been researched as an effective immune support. One daily teaspoon of Barlain's Olive Leaf Complex Natural Peppermint Flavored Extract gives you perfect immune support with its antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal defense, which is why it was voted the esteemed Vitae Award for the best new natural remedy. Barlain's olive leaves are picked at sunrise, pressed on site, and processed within minutes, making it the world's freshest. The antioxidant capacity is almost double green tea extract, 400% higher than vitamin C, and packs more potent antioxidants than any super juices. Barlain's olive leaf complex. All of that protection in one bottle.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
Know why native Pacific Island populations have enjoyed such a high level of health and energy over the centuries? One reason is coconut oil. That's why Barlain's Organic Oils offers their island-fresh, cold-pressed, extra-virgin coconut oil to anyone who wants to experience its many health benefits. Barlain's 100% organic coconut oil may support the structure and function of the immune system, the cardiovascular system, healthy metabolism, and energy production, as well as hair and skin care. Stop by your nearest natural food store today and savor the great-tasting, fresh-pressed, extra-virgin coconut oil as only Barlain's can create. Barlain's Organic Oils, from our family to yours.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
Dive deep into heightened mental alertness, strength, and mobility as your body absorbs omega-3 nutrients. A transformation of energy, radiance, and vitality is restored. A new, healthier, and balanced you has surfaced from Barlain's Fresh Catch Fish Oil. Barlain's fish comes from the Earth's purest, most pristine cold waters. A four-generation family fishing heritage guarantees that every drop has the highest levels of beneficial omega-3s, which are essential in support overall health, such as increased energy, joint mobility, mental clarity, and heart health. The International Fish Oil Standards, the world's strictest testing lab, has honored Barlain's Fresh Catch Fish Oil with the highest five-star rating. Try these delicious, all-natural citrus flavors, and you'll see why Barlain's was voted the 2010 Essentials and Top Gear Awards for Best Fish Oil. Barlain's Fresh Catch Fish Oil. It's freshness you can feel.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
All right, I'm back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. Did you know they're Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Valley? You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Make sure to check out the whole line of Barlain's products that stay healthy every single day. So, where do we start? Let's start with fish oil in general. I think that it's important to start with, you know, one section, and I want to show you all the ways you can get omega-3. And remember, you can do any of these, any combination of these. If you're like me, you're probably going to use more than one. So let's start with the fish oil. Now, their fish oil capsules and their fish oil liquid is quite good. You know, there was a time growing up when a lot of us were growing up and we were given our cod liver oil and our fish oils. And, you know, I've told the story many times, but I mean, just terrible, terrible tasting. I mean, just awful. They found a way, you know, using a really good orange flavor to make this good tasting. But, you know, with me, I throw it in my smoothie. I mean, I throw it in my yogurt. I add it to oatmeal. I mix it with a little bit of olive oil and a balsamic vinegar and whisk it together with some garlic and, you know, cracked pepper and some Himalaya sea salt and make a salad dressing out of it. I like to add the fish oil to things like salsa. Nobody can taste it. You know, it just kind of mixes in there. But when you look at their fish oil, this is harvested from small-bodied fish in pristine waters. Ultra-purified, pharmaceutical-grade fish oil in natural triglyceride form. Very stringent third-party laboratory testing for purity and potency. And I just find it to be very, very easy to use. Now, there are people out there that say, you know, Jeff, I can't get the oil down. I don't know. It brings back memories of my childhood. I mean, I get it. You know, and that's fine. It doesn't matter. You can use the capsules. The capsules are very, very easy to use, easy to swallow. They even have an orange flavor to them as well. And you can go ahead and use them every single day and just use those with your meals. Now, people always ask, you know, what do I take? I mean, how much should I be using? I think it just kind of depends on you. I think a decent dosage on the omega-3 fatty acids would be anywhere from like 2 to 3 capsules a day. And I have a lot of people that use a lot more and a lot of doctors that have recommended a lot more. And people use more depending on what they're trying to do or trying to achieve with their overall good health. So I think you can be very flexible. The one good thing about using fish oils that are really good quality is they digest really well. I do recommend taking them with food. Now, over the years, I've had people, they'll say, you know, Jeff, I took these fish oils today and they were terrible. I burped them up all day long. Well, when did you take it? I took them in the morning with my breakfast. Well, what did you eat? Well, I don't eat. I have 2-3 cups of coffee. Well, there you go. You don't take anything with your coffee in the morning. If you're going to do the coffee thing, do the coffee thing. It's cool. Do it. But move your vitamins and your supplements with your meals. Now, I have found over the years with people having such compromised guts that it's best to take your fish oil capsules in the middle of the meal. Eat half your meal. Also a good time, take your supplements and then eat the rest of your meal. Your supplements are surrounded by food and protein and enzymes, and they're going to digest a lot better. But if you do the coffee thing in the morning, don't do it then. I mean, that's just asking for some problems, and you're asking to have some burping going on. So we're not going to go that way. Now, cod liver oil, big believer in cod liver oil as well. I've always got that at the house. I'll throw that in too. Sometimes I throw cod liver oil and fish oil in, and I really do like what they do. I like the way they make my skin feel. And I mean, people say, well, you live in the desert. And I'll say, well, I know people that live in humid parts of the world that have dry skin. I know people that live in humid Florida or humid Michigan where I'm from, and they've got terrible skin. You know, so it's about what you put in the inside. That outside layer of your skin starts on the inside, and it works its way out progressively until it is the star, the outermost layer of your skin. But I mean, if it's not getting water and it's not getting lubricating oils, it's going to be unhealthy. Every time you exfoliate off or take a shower, or your dead skin cells are in your sheets at night, because we lose skin cells every night, every new layer of skin is going to be unhealthy if it's not getting good oils and good nutrition from the inside. So get these oils in your system and get all the other wonderful benefits as well. And you know, the funny, wonderful thing about taking supplementation are the radiated benefits. Like somebody may start taking fish oils because their cardiologist said to take it for their cholesterol or to lower their triglycerides or to do something else. And all of a sudden they find that their joints are working better and their skin looks fantastic. Things they didn't even plan on ever being a benefit is now a benefit because of the fact that they were taking it for something else, but the body said, why? While you're here, let's work on this. So I think that that's a great thing. So keep in mind the Barlean's fish oils. I love the flaxseed oil. I love using the vegetarian side of omega-3s. Whether you're using the original clear flax oil, whether you're using the high lignin, which is the way I personally prefer to use it. I've done the capsules. Capsules are fine. I've always preferred liquids. If I'm traveling and I need to, you know, have them with me, I may take capsules. But, you know, liquid can travel well too. You just have to double bag it and have it with you. Because I like, if I'm traveling and I'm in a hotel or I'm at someplace else, I like to make a smoothie, but I do it in a shaker cup. So, I mean, but if you put your oils in with your protein and your almond milk or your juice, you can shake up the oils. They'll mix well. So you can do whatever you really want to do with it. But, I mean, I prefer the liquid, but they have a great offering of both capsules and liquid. And that's really cool that they've actually been able to provide it for both of us and both groups of people. Because there are people that are only capsule people. They will not do oils and vice versa. So you've got the fish oil, you've got the fish oil capsules, you've got the cod liver oil, you've got the regular fresh flaxseed oil, the clear flaxseed oil, you've got the high lignin flaxseed oil, both in oils and capsule form. There's the availability of the flax oil for animals. Don't forget about that, which is wonderful for your dogs. I give my dogs flaxseed oil. My older dogs, they get benefits in their joints. Their coats are dramatically different. And if people say, you know, what can it do for your animal? Give it to your animal and see the difference in their coat, in their gums, in the pads on the bottom of their feet, in their bowel habits, and you'll see a difference. I mean, I have a lot of different dogs. I've got border collies, I've got boxers, shih tzus, and French bulldogs. So I just started adding it to the French bulldogs because their skin tends to be dry. So they're getting a teaspoon of it every single day. They don't know they're getting it, but they're getting it because I want them to have good oils. You know, so take care of your animals and take care of yourself. And don't wait till there's a problem with yourself or your animals to start bringing in your omega-3s, because you don't want to do that. So let's now talk about Seriously Delicious. There was a time when Barleen's was, these were called swirls. It's been the hardest thing for me to switch over to this new name. So I actually have it typed up. It's actually on the corner of my computer screen to remind me they're not swirls. They're Seriously Delicious. So you heard me at the beginning of the month, I did a show on the Seriously Delicious, the Omega Pals for kids. And we talked about the straw nana flaxseed oil. And we talked about the chirp and slurp and lemonade fish oil. And we talked about the lip smack and citrus high potency oil. And we also spent time and we talked about the Hooty Fruity Tangerine fish oil, which has that eye nutrition built in, which is amazing. Now, those are all sources of either flax oil or fish oils that are in this Seriously Delicious form. When you think about Seriously Delicious, think of emulsification. You know, it's kind of like when you're making, if you put oil and water together, obviously they separate. But if you find a way to break down the molecules and intermix them together, you get more of a blending. And, you know, it just makes things more absorbable, up to three times more absorbable. And when you think about it, our bodies don't process oils very well, you know, and sometimes for some people, they're missing a gallbladder or their digestive systems are out of balance and they're not taking a probiotic and a good enzyme. So fats have a hard time digesting for them. This is a great way for you to make sure that you have a better chance at digestibility, bioavailability, and absorbability. So I'm going to talk about some of these. This one would go under the vegan vegetarian category, and it's delicious. This is the Seriously Delicious Omega-3 Flax Strawberry Banana Smoothie. I know it's a lot of words, but boy, it's a lot of benefit. Now, this is three times more absorbable than regular flaxseed oil. 2,968 milligrams of vegan ALA Omega-3 per tablespoon. Now, this is the thing that a lot of people are starting to look for, and I think it's great. Non-GMO, gluten-free, vegan, kosher, no artificial sweeteners or flavors or colors, no added sugar, and naturally sweetened. Now, probably 30 years ago, if somebody would have told me that as an adult I would be taking fish oil and flaxseed oil right off a spoon and not trying to hide it, I would have laughed at them, because I don't really take it off the spoon. I will once in a while if I'm in a hurry. I've even taken a swig out of fish oil out of a bottle. Not so much, because I like to put it in smoothies, yogurt, salsa, and that stuff. Now, that being said, the Seriously Delicious has brought a category to the industry never seen before that has allowed people to be able to want to and actually enjoy using their fish oils and flaxseed oil right off the spoon. And I'm telling you, you will taste it the first time and your eyes will roll back and you'll think to yourself, there is no way that this is flaxseed oil. There's no way that this is fish oil. Well, way it is. And it really does make a dramatic difference. So how else can you use it? Well, smoothie, like I use. I have people that put it on ice cream. I have people that put it on yogurt and oatmeal. I have friends that put it on toast in the morning as jelly. I have a friend every morning, she cuts up four or five pieces of celery and she puts her Seriously Delicious on her celery and eats it that way. I have a mom that gives her kids peanut butter and jelly toast in the morning, and this is the jelly. She says, I'm going to get these omega-3s into my kids. She goes, I know the benefit. She said, and they think it's jelly. I can't tell you how many moms tell me that in the morning the kids go to the refrigerator, open the bottle, take their spoonful, put it back in the refrigerator, rinse off their spoon, and they do it by themselves. Now, if you're looking for a great quality flaxseed oil in a more absorbable form, you're going to probably want to look at the omega-3, you know, the Seriously Delicious Flax Strawberry Banana Smoothie. You're going to love it. So let's talk about fish now. You want to take fish, but let's say you've had bad digestion over the years. You don't like the taste of fish. You don't like the smell of fish. How about Seriously Delicious Omega-3 Fish Oil Mango Peach Smoothie? And I'm telling you, it tastes like like a tropical drink. It's just so wonderful. And it's great with like plain yogurt because you can put the flavor into the yogurt, get the benefit of the yogurt, but also not add anything in there that's going to, you know, turn your yogurt into candy like most of the yogurts today. Now, this one, the same thing. 3 times better absorption of omega-3s. No fish burps. 720 milligrams of EPA DHA plus 400 IUs of vitamin D per serving. Now, this is that really delicious, creamy mango peach flavor. It's that texture that we love. It's that smoothie kind of creamy pudding kind of, you know, texture that our palates just really enjoy. And that's another thing, your palate. Our palates are very strong, ridiculously strong. And they lead us down really unhealthy roads because when your palate has an idea of what it wants, we always give in. And when something is terrible tasting, your palate will definitely lead you away from it. But when your tongue and your palate start to enjoy the sensation of these wonderful, seriously delicious fish oils and flaxseed oils, your palate is going to be on board. And I guarantee you, it's going to really, really enjoy the benefit. So definitely keep that one in mind as well. How about fish oil lemon cream? Now, this one here was probably, I think, one of the first ones, if not the first one that they came out with in the line. And the way that I described the taste that I enjoyed the very first time, I remember Marge and I were at the Barlean's booth and we tried this and we were both apprehensive and we tasted it and I was like, oh my goodness, this is amazing. And you want to know what I thought instantly? I thought of like going to Marie Callender's and buying a lemon meringue pie and telling them to hold the meringue and send this beautiful yellow shiny pie in the middle of the table. And you take a spoon right in the very minute of it in the middle and you scoop up this big delicious teaspoon of the yellow filling in the lemon pie. That's what this tastes like. It was unbelievable. It was so delicious and tart at the same time. So if you're looking for something to get your omega-3s and you like kind of that tart and you love a lemon meringue pie, you're like lemon Danish and you really enjoy that, you might want to try this. You're going to really like it. Now, this one is a big favor of mine. This is a seriously delicious omega-3 high potency fish oil key lime pie. Now, this one is 1,500 milligrams of EPA and DHA per serving. And the way that I describe this, years ago, I went to Key West and for business. And I was doing lectures and training and teaching down there. And it was the first time that I ever had key lime pie. If you've ever been to Key West, there's a time of the day at sunset where it's like everybody in the whole island goes to one side to watch the sunset. And everybody eats key lime pie and conch fritters. Ugh, I don't recommend the conch fritters, but I do recommend the key lime pie. So there was a demo going on at Stay Healthy a couple years ago, and they put a little bit of vanilla yogurt, and they crunched up a little bit of a graham cracker, and they put the omega-3 key lime pie, seriously delicious. At that time, it was Swirl, but now it's seriously delicious, and they put that on, and that's what they were sampling with a little spoon. If you got all three of those together, the yogurt and this and the graham cracker, it was key lime pie. And I have people today that still make it the same way. I know a lady that actually crunches up her graham cracker, puts the yogurt, and puts this over the top, and she serves it as a dessert, as a deconstructed key lime pie, she calls it. So I got to tell you, you know, this is just clever. It's clever in so many ways, primarily for the fact that so many of us are having a hard time getting our omega-3s in our diet. So many of us have unhealthy memories, so we need to kind of bring some of this stuff back in. Now, one that I really like as well, because I, like I mentioned earlier, I don't like deciding to have to choose between fish oil and flaxseed oil, the Total Omega Orange Cream. This will remind you of the ice cream truck in front of your house as a kid ordering a creamsicle. You know, that orange creamsicle with the cream in the middle? That's what this tastes like. It's unbelievable, but you get both. You get fish oil and flaxseed oil, and you don't have to make that decision to choose one or the other. So that's available. There's also the seriously delicious omega-3 flax blackberry smoothie. This, of course, would go under the vegan vegetarian, or for anybody that wants that wonderful, it tastes like a blackberry jam to me. That's what it tastes like. And I'm from the Midwest and we had blackberries. So blackberry jam is really, really popular back there. How about seriously delicious fish oil pina colada? And if you've ever had a pina colada, this tastes like a pina colada. well, without the booze. But it seriously is delicious right off the spoon. And like I said, you can add it to your oatmeal, put it on your toast, add it to your yogurt, throw it in your smoothie. But it's a really, really a great flavor. Another vegan one that you can add to that list, also the pomegranate blueberry. Delicious. Absolutely delicious right off the spoon. It's going to be really hard for you to choose. I know that. And don't forget about the high potency, the ultra, the pineapple smoothie, another availability, the high potency fish oil, citrus sorbet. Great choices. Isn't it nice that you have such a variety of ways to take your omega-3 fatty acids? Don't forget about bringing fiber into the diet. You know we're starved for fiber. We know our ancestors had upwards of 100 grams of fiber a day, and we are pushing it to get to 8 to 10 to 12 grams per day, and that's why probably a big portion of our country, a very large portion, are constipated. They can't have a bowel movement. They can't have a stool. They have no fiber in their diet. It's great to eat your vegetables. It's great to have your wonderful grains, your healthy grains. But if you could dress up your smoothie in the morning or your yogurt, or you're just shaking it up in a shaker cup and you can throw in a big tablespoon of chia seeds and a big tablespoon of ground flax, pick up the Fortiflax that's already ground for you and throw that in there and add all that extra fiber, are you going to be ahead of the game? Of course you are. You're going to be ahead of the game because you are doing, you are being proactive and you are doing things ahead of time and allowing your body to be healthier than it's been for a long time. Omega-3 fatty acids are not going anywhere. We need to keep reminding ourselves to use them every day. We need to eat more foods that have omega-3s. We all should probably gravitate more toward the Mediterranean diet. You know, somebody asked me the other day, she said, why do you like the Mediterranean diet? Because of all the things that are in it? And I said, well, yeah, of course. I said, but it's also because the Mediterranean diet doesn't send invitations to the unhealthy foods that most of us eat. She goes, well, what do you mean? I said, well, imagine this huge table seating like 8 to 10 people. And right now at that table, you've got trans fats and saturated fats and deep fried fats. And then you've got unhealthy sugar and you've got processed foods and candies and bakery goods. And you've got soda sitting at the head of the table and sports drinks and all these other things. And this is what you're choosing your food from, these chairs, this category. I said, but let's say we kick them all out of the house. And what we bring back are green, beautiful vegetables and healthy fruits and berries and healthy seeds and healthy carbohydrates like yams and sweet potatoes and brown rice and quinoa and couscous and good things like that. And water at the head of the table and healthy protein and good oils, coconut oil and olive oil and flaxseed oil and fish oils. And you have all of these things. And then you bring in things like chia seeds and ground flax and all these wonderful things. And here you have the healthy table. That's the Mediterranean diet. You're choosing from all of those kind of foods. So it's not just about what's on the menu. It's also what's not on the menu. Because the things that you kick to the curb, those are the things that are causing most of the health problems we have today. If you have a heart attack and you have a stroke and you have diabetes, what do they take away from your diet? All those things we just kicked to the curb. And you are told, don't eat them. Get off sugar, get off deep fried foods, get off the junk, get off processed foods. Eat fish, fruits, vegetables, grains, healthy seeds, healthy oils, yogurt, good probiotics. That's what we're told to eat once we have an infarction of the heart or we have a heart attack, we have a stroke, we have diabetes, you know, we have something going on that's unhealthy. We are told to stop eating those foods that led us down that path. And it's surprising, well, not surprising, but exciting that so many doctors are now taking the time to recommend omega-3s as part of their regimen. Even if they have their patient on some medications, that they're recommending a good multiple vitamin and a digestive enzyme and a probiotic and some omega-3s and some vitamin D. I think that it's just amazing. We never saw this. And we're seeing it now. Because it's not just about the medication you use to control the symptoms of a health condition. It's about the state of health of the body and the good things that we need to put in and the things that we're missing that our body is starved for. Those are the things we need to focus on. And we're not focusing on them enough. So I hope you'll take the time to start focusing on your good health. And I hope that you'll definitely dive into the Barlean's line. So many of you use the Barlean's products. I hope that you have omega-3, whether you're using the fish oil, the capsules or the liquid, or the cod liver oil, whether you're using the clear, beautiful flax oil or the high lignin flaxseed oil, which I love. I love those lignins. You just shake your bottle really well, get the benefit of those great lignins. Whether you're using the ground flaxseed, the Fortiflax, and the chia seeds, or whether you're trying some of the Seriously Delicious products. There's so many to choose from for you and your kids. Don't forget the children. They need it too, you know, because there's a lot of good studies coming out on EPA and, of course, DHA for our brain and our cognitive levels. I mean, who doesn't need that? I mean, we all do, myself definitely included. You know, so omega-3s, you know, get those benefits. And as you're getting new benefits, share it with your friends. You know, bring up a conversation. Are you using omega-3s? And they'll probably say no or yes. What do you get from them? What do I get from them? Well, this is what I'm getting, and I'm using this. Pass on the information. Share that information with your friends, because, you know, we're all in the same boat. None of us are getting out of here alive. So why don't we all try to enjoy the state of our health while we're here, to try to get the most out of our healthy lives, and to feed and nourish our body with products from companies that we've already learned to trust, like Barlean's. We've already learned. We've been trusting them for 30 years. Why would we not trust them now? Why would we trust them any less when their oils are still the leaders in the field? And because they didn't sit back on their laurels and just, you know, enjoy the wonderful success of fish oil and flaxseed oil, that they've added. They've brought in these other beautiful products and other delivery systems. I think it's great. I'm really excited because I see the future of omega-3 just getting stronger and better. I see the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids becoming more and more of a necessity and not a luxury. And that's okay. It also says that the state of health in our country is not really good, and it's not. And it's not getting better because most people are not making choices that they should be proud of. And everybody knows that they're not doing the right thing. We know it. We're the ones that are putting the food in our mouth and going through the drive-thrus and grabbing the junk. And we know when we're being good, and we know when we're not. But whether you're being really good, or you're on your way to being good, or you're still walking through the mud of unhealthy, make sure that you're bringing good things into your diet. And omega-3s should be part of that daily regimen. Find the one that works the best for you. Find the one that you know you will stick to using. If it's a liquid or a capsule or off the spoon, the Seriously Delicious, understand which one you will stick to. Stick to it for a whole month. And after the month, you're going to wonder why you ever went without it. Because we need to feel and see the difference in our individual bodies. It's great to hear about it. It's great to learn things about it, but we need to feel and see the difference. But you're not going to do that if you don't try it. Head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They're Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. Make sure to visit their webpage, leave your email address, print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase. It's stayhealthylasvegas.com, and give them a thumbs up on their Facebook page as well. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. You can find all the products from Barlean's at Stay Healthy every single day. And if you have any questions, make sure to ask them there. Maybe they have a suggestion for you. Maybe you can have a dialogue and a conversation. And maybe at that point, you'll be able to figure out exactly which of the product would be the best for you. You know your lifestyle. You know your habits. You know how good and how well you stick to things. And you also know how well you don't. We know who pushes the vitamins to the back of the cabinet. We know if we're someone that pushes the oils to the back of the refrigerator. You know, keep those things up front. Keep those things up front and personal and under your nose so you can use them and benefit from them. You know, like I say all the time, these are amazing products, but they only work if you take them. It's great to want to take them. That's great. But if you're not using them, you definitely are not going to get the benefit. I want to remind you all, this is the Staying Healthy Radio Show. And if you can't tune in live to my show, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting, you can check out my podcast. But I want to tell you one thing. Every day on my Facebook page, Monday through Friday, before the show, I'll post a posting on there that tells you exactly what the show is going to be about, the company, the products, the topic, so that you can know what's coming up, because that's going to let you know whether it's something you need to hear, something you have heard. I hope you have a great day. Check out Barlean's. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.